The MCAT Podcast, session number 188. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT Podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles you'll face as a pre-med, and we're here to give you the motivation and information that you need to know to help get you the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a physician. Welcome to the MCAT Podcast. My name is Dr. Ryan Gray. Thank you so much for taking some time to join me today. Now, I know a lot of you have probably heard the news, and if you haven't, this is the news, that Khan Academy kind of secretly, covertly announced that they are dropping the MCAT product from their lineup of products and services and all of the amazing free resources they have. Now, they claim that it's a lack of bandwidth, a lack of financing, and other issues to keep the product up to date and refreshed and the support needed. I question whether those are their true motivations and what else is potentially going on behind the scenes. Here's some good news before we jump into it, and we talk about it a little bit. They initially said that they were going to end the support in July of this year. Then they pushed back to September of this year, and then they pushed back even more to September of 2021. But no, there's lots of free information out there. Obviously, this podcast is out there for you. Blueprint MCAT has a ton of free resources for you, including a full length, including the diagnostic, including their study tool. So lots of information and resources that we'll dive into today. So let's go ahead and say hello to Phil. Phil, back for some more MCAT podcasts. How are you today?
Doing great. Changes in the air.
Yes.
Some news that has come out that we definitely feel like we should be talking about.
People making me tweet things, man. I seem to be angry tweeting lately. I don't know why. WMC, now Khan Academy, with their announcement that they are ending their support of MCAT material. And to me, that came off and students were like freaking out, like, what do you mean you're ending it? Isn't it just a bunch of YouTube videos? Like, why can't you just leave them on YouTube?
Right.
So
also the like short heads up, because when they announced it, they're like, in about a month, we're getting rid of all of these. And everyone's like, wait a minute, I have my test in 2 months.
Yeah.
Right. This resource that I was using is disappearing. What are you doing?
Yeah. So let me just briefly talk about what I know from Khan Academy directly is that they announced this saying, in a short amount of time, the MCAT's going to be gone. And it was just part of, it seems like just normal kind of just getting rid of the trash almost. Like, oh, we're just cycling through some old stuff that nobody uses anymore. And people are like, wait a minute. And so they came out and said, okay, we know that the MCAT goes through September. We're going to keep all of the material there until September of 2020. And that was last week that they said that. And then literally as we're recording this on Monday, June 15th, on June 14th, so on a weekend, on a Sunday, they came out and they tweeted, they're going to keep the material there until September of 2021. So a whole extra year. So good job, everyone, going and reaching out to them. And I want to take all the credit because I tweeted at them too. And I've donated money to them saying, hey, like as a donor, like you're taking my money and you're screwing over my people. Yeah. So that's the data that I have. The AAMC came out and also said, we are aware of the changes Khan Academy is making to some of its content. The Khan Academy MCAT collection will continue to be available through the AAMC's MCAT official prep hub. Now, of course, when I go to that link, because they gave the link there, mcat.org/mcatprep, which isn't actually their website. So that's kind of funny that they gave that link. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not even their website. That's hilarious. Yeah. But anyway, I wanted to go to that link. I don't know if they're saying it's going to be free. It's not going to be free. Like, what does that look like? And they gave...
They- they tend not to.
They tend not to do a lot of free stuff. Yes. So I'm clicking on the MCAT official prep hub now. They sent another tweet with the actual link, and you need an account to log in. I don't know if it's a free account or not. It does say the Khan Academy MCAT collection in their newest tweet. Their follow-up tweet says the Khan Academy MCAT collection will also be available through the AAMC's free planning and study resources page for the rest of the testing year. So again, that goes back to, right, the rest of the testing year will be available on the free page. There's just something about that, and the AAMC being the AAMC tells me that the AAMC is planning on charging for this material.
Yeah, that could be. They tend not to. So I actually have my account. I pulled up there because I'm like working with their stuff all the time.
Yep.
So right now they do have the resources in their like additional MCAT study resources. However, that just like links back to Khan Academy.
Yeah.
Currently, and that's probably not going to be the case in the future because Khan Academy will be like doing it.
Yep.
So trying to figure out what's going to be going on with that is definitely like a really, really kind of interesting thing because, you know, I know you talk about this a lot and I think it's really important as well that there shouldn't be a financial barrier to becoming a physician. And so that's why we do the podcast and like YouTube stuff. Just, you know, what we're doing right now is just throwing it out there, trying to help students like make this process a little bit easier. Khan Academy was a good resource for that as well. Just if you needed to clarify and figure out like what's going on with batteries, how do those work, right? Like it's nice to have a video that's designed for the level of the MCAT and making sure that that's being met. Mm-hmm. I agree. Good job, everyone, reaching out and doing stuff. I actually signed a petition last week at change.org. I'm like, this isn't going to do anything. And I'm like, I did it anyway. They just announced that yesterday that they're pushing it back to 2021. It's kind of like interesting. I don't know if I understand the motivations behind doing this. Other than like maybe with the COVID world, a lot of their like earlier stuff, like kindergarten through like high school, maybe that's getting a way more traffic than it used to. Just because everybody's going to school from home and like parents are like, you need to learn something, watch this video.
Yeah.
But you know, I imagine that the MCAT stuff hasn't dropped off, if anything. And so them just kind of like cutting that, it seems a little bit.
Well, that would go against their reasoning saying, oh, it's a budgetary thing. If it dropped off, then it's not costing them a lot of bandwidth. And so they can keep it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so,
let me just clarify, right? Especially now, like I just found out that it got extended to 2021 right before we hit record. So that's awesome. And if you're listening to this, go check it out. Khan Academy MCAT stuff is much more than just a bunch of YouTube videos. And so when you actually go to the khanacademy.org website and to the MCAT prep page, they have diagrams and quote-unquote blog posts defining a lot of this content. So they have put in a ton of work into this. And
they have a ton of practice questions.
They have practice questions. That's where students are freaking out the most.
Yeah. I have students, especially this last year, who are planning on taking the test in March. Mm-hmm. And they had like planned to run out of their like practice material in like the end of March or April. And then because of COVID, they got like pushed back 3 months or 2 months or whatever. And so all of a sudden they're out of prep materials to make sure that they're staying fresh on the content. Like Khan Academy was the first place I turned. I'm like, okay, well, we just need to keep doing practice questions, make sure that we're not just letting all this stuff fall out of our head. So definitely a valuable resource going through there. I will mention, I think that there's a couple of videos. There's one person, I don't know who it is, and even if I knew, I wouldn't say it. But whenever they start to talk, my brain shuts off, and I'm like, I am falling unconscious. Their voice is like a lullaby to me. But still, like the resources are fairly good, and I think it's really important for students to have some practice questions and have some stuff. And that's why we at Blueprint give out a free exam and a free diagnostic to any student who wants it, because we want to make sure that students know what it's going to be like on test day.
Yeah.
because there's, as far as I know, that's the only way to take a practice test for free and know what it's going to look like on the actual test. And we just want to make sure that students have those resources, because as I was saying earlier, like, we don't want, like, people, only rich people can become doctors, right? Like, that barrier is not, like, shouldn't be there.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah. As you, like, go for interviews and it ends up costing you like $5,000, the whole application interview cycle and all that stuff. And so that's unfortunate, but we just want to do whatever we can to make that a little bit easier, lessen that financial burden.
Yeah.
And I felt like the Khan Academy was a good resource for that, but
yeah. So it's great that it's sticking around until 2021. So students, at least testing through next year as well, have access to this. In the future, we don't know. Can we petition the WMC to make all of this available for free? We can petition all we want. I don't think they'll listen.
I'm really glad we waited till Monday to record this. We had to, like, re-record everything. Like, oh, they changed it.
Yeah. This MCAT, the other MCAT podcast that I do, there are other MCAT podcasts out there for other free material, Blueprints free MCAT study tool and diagnostic test and full length test. Lots of the other test prep companies out there offer free diagnostics and other materials as well. So usually,
I'm gonna throw in there the webinars. I do webinars most every weekend. I just did one yesterday, diving deep into metabolism, talking about the nitty gritty there. And that's nice because students can, like, you know, show up and actually ask questions and interact a little bit. But all that's free as well.
Are those webinars saved for replay anywhere?
Yep. And anybody who attends or even signs up for a webinar, they'll get an email with a video copy of it, as well as a copy of the slides. So if they want to, like, take a look at that, they can.
Okay. And that's at blueprintprep.com.
Yep.
Find out all those webinars. Okay. So there are lots of free resources. And remember that, at least the last time I looked, and Phil, you may know this better, the last time I looked, it's a minority of students actually do some sort of formal third-party test prep. So students, like, if you're not going to use an MCAT course or you're not going to use tutoring, that's okay. There are resources out there, and the majority of students don't use those things. So you're not at a disadvantage because you can't afford some of those things. So don't automatically kind of get into a negative mindset where you think you're at a disadvantage because of that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely be on the lookout there. There are resources out there. Now, don't take that as like, oh, you don't have to study, because
correct.
You have to study.
Yes.
There's so much stuff kind of going on there, but there are some resources out there. I think a lot of students think that, oh, if I took all the prereq courses in undergrad that I'm supposed to take, then I should just take the exam and it's going to be testing those things exactly. But the MCAT's a lot more than that. And so you do need to spend some time prepping and doing what you can to work on that. Mm-hmm. There are free resources out there. There are paid resources. It's just important to make sure that you have some, like, efficient prep going forward.
Yeah. Oh, any other thoughts on this?
Nope. I'm excited that it got pushed back from, it was like July 15th and then like September of 2020 and then September of 2021. And so, kudos to all of you guys out there that did something. I want to think that it was me with my one petition that I added to that list.
You were the tipping point.
Yeah, I am certain that that is not the case.
It's funny. I get so many messages from students. Can you sign this petition? I'm like, no. I literally don't sign any of them. I'm like, when is the last time you've seen a petition actually do something?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So I think your tweeting probably had more likely an effect than my petition signature.
Yeah. All right.
You're pretty good at that angry tweeting. You've been practicing with AAMC up until now.
Unfortunately. Okay. So
if only they'd listen.
lots of good material out there. Hopefully we'll keep fighting the good fight and we'll keep pushing the WMC to make sure that this stuff is available, hopefully for free moving forward. I even actually started questioning, what kind of material can I pay underrepresented students, right? Let me give a job to the underrepresented students who are potentially need some money. Let me give them a job to create content for the students who are going to miss this stuff. So that's, I'm still trying to do some math on that too. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. So keep your head up, keep fighting the good fight, keep tweeting, doing all your stuff, and hopefully crush the MCAT.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so there you have it, Khan Academy. Bye-bye. I'm going to try to keep doing some research, keep trying to figure out what's possible, how do we keep this going to hopefully make this something that's out there, because I think it disproportionately affects lower income, disadvantaged, minority students. So hopefully we can keep it alive as long as possible. We jump back into full length one with the second set of discrete questions next week. Have a great week. We'll see you next time here on the MCAT podcast.
This is MedEd Media.